KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Good afternoon. I am Trina, and we are live in Studio 1A with Robert DeLong and a studio full of RTF and media students from the University of Texas at Austin. Let's welcome Robert. Welcome, Robert, and it's good to see you again. Last time you brought all your gadgets out for KUTX was at South by Southwest last year, bright and early at the Four Seasons.
Oh, yeah. It was like 7:30 in the morning, but I made it. It was good.
It was so fun. You know, we're going to do that again this year, so people need to be listening because we'll have our announcement of acts for 2016. But really quick, you know, it's Robert's birthday today, turning 30 years old. Is that cool? Austin's Tiff's Treats sent over a box of cookies for him, and actually for the entire audience, so we've been munching on those delicious treats, and we're amped up on sugar now, Robert, so we're going to let you kick it off with some music, and we'll talk a little bit more after.
Cool, here we go.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Back from Studio 1A on KUDX 98.9, Robert DeLong. Thanks so much for coming again. And last night, sold out show at the Parish. Another one tonight. I was looking at pictures from last night. It looked a lot of fun. Face painting was happening.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was very hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll happen again tonight. Well, really cool to have you here, especially for... You got two sold-out shows, so those who cannot be accommodated get to hear you live right now on the radio. So, Robert, you've got a lot of things here. I saw a lot of people setting this up. How many people are working with you to set up your
There are.
Setup?
It's a six-person touring party. Yeah, and about four of those people know how to set up my rig, so that's good. I'm not one of those.
I was going to say, do you know how? It looks complicated. So what are some of the main... I know... If you know of Robert, you know that he uses like joysticks and Wii controllers to do some of his electronic musicaling. I think I made up a word. But is anyone else doing that? Is this your thing? Is this all
you know? You? I mean, I don't think to this degree, like in this way. You know, people have been making like 8-bit music for a long time, but this isn't really that, as you can tell. Yeah.
Yeah, he's up here like shaking pieces of equipment and doing really interesting things. And what's the scene like? And you know, EDM gets a kind of a bad rep sometimes by older people. I don't know exactly. I like it. What is it like out there for you? And who are the people coming to your shows?
You know, I have a pretty eclectic audience, I think. You know, and I think it's by the nature of what I do. You know, obviously, what I do is a lot more songwriter-based than most EDM,
yeah.
and you know, I kind of span a lot of different styles too. It's not just straight up dance music all the time. So
I saw one online called Moombaton.
Moombaton. Yeah.
See, what is that?
Moombaton. Actually, my first single, Global Concepts, from back in the day. That's Moombaton. It's just like slow, kind of Latin-inspired house music, and I'm actually a huge fan of the idea of the genre, though. I'm not, you know, kind of unexplored, to be honest. There's not a lot of artists doing it, so.
Moombaton, yeah. Well, there's so many different names and genres of music that, you know, I actually can't even keep up, so that's why I asked, because I had never heard of that. So what do you call your music?
What I call me? I don't know. I'd say, like, indie songwriter meets like electronic dance music sounds, you know.
Yeah, all that.
And good times with the live show.
It's really short. That's catchy. Robert DeLong live in Studio 1A. And it's my understanding you studied drumming in college.
Yeah. I went to college. I played, you know, drums and jazz band, did that whole thing. And I also studied audio engineering, I guess not surprisingly.
Yeah, got to know what all those buttons are for. Well, you went to school where my sister-in-law graduated. So
oh, really? She
I've
went
been
to
Azusa? There, yeah.
Oh, nice. Azusa it's actually Pacific. Not that cool of a town,
it's,
to be honest.
It's kind of a tiny little college, so you must be like a celebrity there, I guess. Your picture's probably on the wall somewhere.
Maybe. I don't know.
Send them
I don't
one.
Know if they still like me there or not.
Well, we're going to hear another song from Robert. I got to thank Cliff Hargrove, who's engineering in the studio back behind you guys, audience here, and Jake Perlman, who's in-house, who has cranked it up for us. And another one live from Studio 1A on KUTX with Robert DeLong.
Thank you. messing around while you were saving the world. I've been out of my mind, I've been dreaming things and scheming things. I've been smoking the poison, you've been slinging your anecdotes. I've been messing around while you were saving the world from nothing. The end, things will never go our way. In the end, things will never go. So take it in, don't hold your breath. The bottom's all I've found. We can't get higher than we get on the long way down. From the truth. If there's a shadow in me, the dark is a tidal wave inside of you. Taking shots of communion, getting drunk on your antidotes. I'll save you a seat next to me down below. Bottom's all I found. We can't get higher than we get on the long way down.
KUTX 98.9, live from Studio 1A, Robert DeLong. A lot of smiling faces on these UT students' faces. Yeah, something like that. It's cool to have a pump crowd. Well, Robert, congratulations on the two sold-out shows again tonight at the Parish and the newish album in the cards. It's been a few months now.
September 18th was the release date. So,
It's time to ask about new material. And
Yeah, totally.
What do you got?
What have I got?
You working on it? So yeah. What's it like when you're songwriting? I got to say, this is a very inventive setup, and I think that there's a greater display of talent with what you do than the person with the laptop, although that's cool too. But, you know, Robert's playing instruments and he's got a wheel here. He's turning a wheel and it's making a crazy sound. And wow, if you get a chance, check him out live sometime. But you'll get to see live video that we're cutting right now. Our media team is in here, all up in his business, getting the close-ups. And so we'll have the video on View House, I'm sure, soon enough. But yeah, so when you're starting a song, are you just like bloop, 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 beep, beep, beep? That's how I do in the shower.
You know, that's exactly how it goes. You know, to be perfectly honest, like I write most of my songs like in headphones on a laptop, you know, in airports or, you know, in the van when we're driving or whatever. And then later kind of figure out how to reinvent them for the live performance or whatever. So yeah.
What is something musically that you would like to be better at or do? I was thinking about beatboxing and how incredible beatboxing is, but I don't know. Is that in your wheelhouse or?
I don't think beatboxing is something I'm going to get into. I don't know. I feel like I'm not the right guy.
Maybe, probably not. But
I'm going to start rapping though. Look at me.
You can. It's just a rhyme, right? So, but like, is there something that you would like to pursue? I mean, what other instruments or gadgets, utensils are you interested in using, or have you not thought about that?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot going on already.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to be better at guitar. I play guitar a little bit during the set. I think that's something I'll like, you know, maybe I'll learn how to play saxophone or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Saxy. It's so hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
I think it is. Saxophone. David Bowie's new album. It's all over there. Well, Robert DeLong, live from Studio NA, he's going to cut another song with you guys, but we're going to do it off the air, and once we have all the audio together, we'll have it in our archives at kutx.org. But thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.